To know the way, just play. Every day. At home or a cafe. In Perth or Bombay.
In English
or Francais. Just say hooray to the frolicsome awesomeness of play. You can sing, paint, or crochet. Host a round of croquet. Put your photos on display. Or shake your hips in sea spray. You can also invite more delight. Fly a kite. Shine your light. Soar and explore. Live with less. Appreciate more. Take a chance. Invent a new dance. A pony-like prance that puts you in a trance. Or soak and float in juicy peace. Plan a trip to an isle in Greece. Do a cartwheel with your niece and teach her how to spell caprice. Whatever you do, be true to you and always, always keep art supplies in view. Or simply wander and gaze at the wild blue yonder. Of this idea, I can tell you are growing fonder. And if you can't wander far, travel where you are. Take a bus if you always go by car. Dress up like your favorite rock star. Venture into a food bazaar. Listen to your neighbor play guitar. You can play while your tea is steeping and while the cat is sleeping. And you can play when the train is crawling and your homework and housework are calling. Any time of the day is good for play. You can, of course, choose not to play, but that may put you in a melancholy way and dwindle your stores of vitamin K. Remember, it's okay to have fun while getting things done. Fewer tasks you will shun, and fewer clouds will block the sun. A dozen errands will feel like only one, all because you added more fun. Now, if you still need one more reason to believe that play is always in season, the more you play, the more you hear what your heart has to say, and the more opportunities will come your way. Hooray for play!